Herbie Mifflin in Medford, straight up 1 o'clock, giving you the legal ID. This is Herbie Hancock's Watermelon Man from Headhunters, 1973. Yeah, watermelon's a summertime thing, isn't it? And Eddie Cochran before that with Summertime Blues. It's August, so some people starting to feel the Summertime Blues in one way or another. The Ramones did Rockaway Beach, and I have a personal relationship to that song, as it's, you know, the Ramones were a national band. Before that, we heard from the Future Dads doing Dorchester Summer, which were a local band here in the early 80s. And the Future Dads sang about the joys of going to Seven Hill Beach. And the Ramones are from Queens, New York, and they used to hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. And I grew up in Queens, New York, too, so I used to hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach as well. So I have a personal relationship with that song, even though the Ramones were a national band. To me, they had a more of a local feel, because it's something I did as a kid myself in my teenage years. But that's too much information for you guys out there. Strike the box. I'm Chuck filling in for Chris. Got to take care of a little bit of station business here. Let's see how it works with Herbie Hancock.
All right, everybody in the car. Let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
I do have a few other summer songs here, but I also have some non-summer songs I wanted to play for you as well. So I think we'll leave the summer theme behind for a little while and see if we can get back to it later on in the show, depending on how our time is. We are halfway through the summer. We're halfway through the show. Let's move over to, as I mentioned, the Ramones being a Queens band. There's another band from the New York area, but they weren't national, and that is the New York Rock and Roll Ensemble. And we'll hear a tune by them called Fields of Joy here on WMFO in Medford. If I could just remember which fader it was on, I think it was on this fader here. Ah, yeah. Like I say, I'm relearning stuff here. Fields of Joy. Although by this time they're just called the New York Rock Ensemble. They dropped the end roll at this point on their last album of 1970.
Slowly through the fields, slowly, slowly through the fields, and touch the leaves that touch the sky, just you and I, through fields of joy. All memories slowly fade away, slowly. Slowly fade away. You hold my mind inside your hand, like drifting sand through fields of joy. The vast explosion that we hear, the blast of colors in the air, all see.
Through the fields, all in you, through sunrise in outer space. Life for everybody. Sunrise in outer space. Love.
Center, Cape Canaveral, Florida. All experts were busy planning a trip to planet Mars. Three rockets and takeoff tubes. No coroner. Several of the six occupants were not children's paws. All rockets were in readiness for the outer space. The occupants donned their dark suits for the start. One of the active men, quote,
"There's a match on my face!"
Suddenly, a spaceship whizzed towards outer space, like a dart.
Planning and completing an exploding trip to planet Mars. Planning and completing an exploding trip to planet Mars.
Many deep, ragged old craters. After landing, they explored its entire outer face. There's no food, vegetation, not even taters. But they were satisfied to conquer the space race.
Several million mile return trip, they were greeted with a noisy, hearty applause. Each in turn extended a cheery, smiling grip. On the entire group, none has large, distorted paws.
Yeah. to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seats with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to vote a song. Sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's a freaky show. Did they look at her? Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame. His Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad ball, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again as I ask you to vote for some sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's a creepy show. Take a look at the
Yes, David Bowie with a classic, Life on Mars. And that came out of local music from Rubber Rodeo. They did Planning and Completing an Exploratory Trip to Planet Mars. And that was off of the Place of General Happiness, lyrics by Ernest Noyes Brookings compilation, 1991. That was all inspired by the Barrence Whitfield track I played before that. New from Barrence Whitfield with the Soul Savage Orchestra, his tribute to Sun Ra, and he did Love in Outer Space. That's brand new from him, some new local music. And we started that stuff with the New York Rock Ensemble way back when with Fields of Joy, which was on their Roll Over album originally, but I got that off of the compilation Different Strokes. And if you'd like to hear a lot of good rock and compilations, you could tune in tonight to Alex on his, well, it used to be Coffee and Smokes, the Desperate Hours, of course, from 6 to 8 tonight. Here on WMFO. Behind me right now is Los Straitjackets, and they're doing Space Mosquito, keeping that space theme going for a little bit here, but only for a little bit, because another regular feature of Strike the Box, which is a show that you're listening to right now, but well, used to be a regular feature right around this time, is the redo that is Chris used to do two songs, two different versions of the same song, and you call it a redo set. And I don't think he's done it recently, but I've always liked it, and he's always done it right around this time, and I'm doing the show now, so I guess I'm going to do the redo here on WMFO in Medford. Coming up very soon, so stay tuned.
way, Doctor.
Kids running in the yard. Oh,
Get no supper tonight. A lot of people won't get no justice tonight. And the battle is getting hard in this Irish Armageddon tonight. A lot of people won't get no justice tonight. Remember to kick it over. No one will guide you long in time.
with Armageddon Time from the Story of the Clash Volume 1. Before that, we heard the Beatles and Dick Hyman trading off Obladi Oblada. The Beatles from the White Album Deluxe reissue, which had the Escher demos included on that. And Dick Hyman from the Age of Electronics, his kind of electronic funny version of that song. Behind me right now is some new music by the Lawrence Hargood Trio, along with the string quartet featuring Jared Schoenig and Matthew Closey. It's from a new CD called Tessitura, just came out. And this is their take of a very interesting version of the Crosby, Stills, Nash song Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. See if you could pick that up here at WMFO in Medford. Name of the track you're listening to right now, Ooh La La by Don Antonio from this 2017 self-titled album. Before this, we heard two covers, two takes on Crosby, Stills, and Nash songs, Helplessly Hoping by the Rainbow Girls from their brand new CD, Give the People What They Want. And before that, a jazz and classical arrangement of Sweet Judy Blue Eyes by Lawrence Hobgood from his new CD, Tessitura. I'm Chuck, I've been filling in for Chris here at Strike the Box. He'll be back next week. And in fact, he'll be back Saturday night covering for Belinda, Bubbles in the Think Tank. So tune into that. That should be fun and silly. Bubbles in the Think Tank is always fun and silly. I've got one more set here for you, and I feel I have to do a disclaimer before I start it. The views and opinions expressed in this following set are those of the participants and not necessarily the views of WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University, although there are a lot of educated people around here, so there might very well be, but needless to say, I'm making the disclaimer that it might not be as well. So some opinionated parody music coming your way. Starting with Don Karan with the Freedom Toast from his YouTube channel, The Parody Project, here at WMFO. This one is called Mar-a-Lagoville. Enjoy.
Nibbling on Big Macs, Coke in the six packs, making decisions that I will rescind. Growling at fake news, singing the shit blues, and otherwise farting into the wind. Wasting away again in Mar-a-Lagoville, searching for some woman I can assault. Shame, but I know there's no way it's my fault. I've had no affection since the election, but maybe that tall girl can bring me to life. She looks like a beauty, a Slovenian cutie. Oh wait, I just realized that's only my wine. Wasting away again in Mar-a-Lagoville, searching for Barack policies I can halt. That was my aim, clearly Obama's to blame, 'cause I know sail up the border. Gotta stop letting all those Mexicans through. So what if the crops rot? I can still do the foxtrot. I'm not really sure if that is even true. Wasting away again in my Relagoville, searching for those facts I can label with thought. Some people claim that there is Putin to blame. I say no, but that don't mean it's my fault. Some people claim Vladimir Putin's to blame, but I know nothing's ever my fault.
Joining me now is White Nationalist Weekly Centerfold and President of the United States, Donald Jessica Trump. Mr. President, you have a long history of using race and ethnicity as a political wedge, but it seems you have now gone full Archie Bunker.
And yet I won, and I'll win again.
Calm down, bitch. Your Twitter attacks on four Democratic congresswomen of color incited xenophobic chants at a rally you recently held.
It's very sad.
Well, what's really sad is that your poll numbers seem to have gone up and, you know, you still have a strong support system. I mean, who the hell are these people?
If you look at Twitter, I have millions and millions of people on Twitter.
Ariana Grande has more.
And I never get good press. I mean, I haven't had a good story. I used to get the best press of the world. You remember the old days when I was an entrepreneur. I used to get great press. Now I get, because of what I stand for, represent.
Intolerance, bigotry, and the all-day breakfast menu at McDonald's?
And nobody's ever had. I think 93%. It came out the other day, 93%. And I'm talking about stories that should be good, they make them bad, or...
You're freaking crazy. Inhuman, merciless, extreme, and unfiltered. Oh, and also lazy. Yeah. So I can't help but be just slightly bewildered.
And I'll win again.
That your followers stick with you, whatever the hell you do. No matter how hard you screw them, they won't quit. Girl, your presidency's a mess. Your policies are BS, but they let you get away with it. Cause they're suckers for you. I guess it pays to be conniving and cunning. Cause they're suckers for you. Suckers for all of the criminal, shame-worthy things that you do. Cause they're suckers for you.
I'm glad that the president said what he said.
They've all been blinded. They think it's fine that you take climate change lightly. And they don't mind it. That you have phone sex with Sean Hannity nightly. They love your racist, sexist chants, your monosyllabic rants. If you can't keep it in your pants, it's no big deal. You validate their hate and fears, and it's music to their white ears. And then they say, hey, he's just being real. Cause they're suckers for you. When you say stupid things, they rush to explain them. Cause they're suckers for you. They should just shut up and go back where they came from. ATCO, New Jersey. And all the subliminal race baiting bullshit you do, is making it cool for your base to act criminal too. Who knew? So they're suckers for you. And as we look ahead to 2020, I'm joined now by a very special guest, Senator Lindsey Graham, circa 2015. LG, what's your take on Donald Trump and the rhetoric he uses to rile his base?
The way he is conducting himself is contrary to the values I hold as a Republican, and I think most of us accept as a nation. And I will not be part of this.
Uh-huh. And if you'll excuse me, Senator, I'd now like to welcome a very special guest, Senator from South Carolina and Patty LuPone.
Capone enthusiast, present-day Lindsey Graham.
Thank you.
Lindsey, what is your take on Donald Trump's racist rhetoric?
I think the president did a fabulous job of talking about this problem. He did it in a smart way, in a compassionate way. Mr. President, you're the right guy at the right time. You can do it. Nobody else has been able to do it, and I want to help you.
So awkward.
They love your incoherent tweets, the hamburgers that you eat. They worship down at your feet like sewer rats. You could kick puppies till they cried, or make Kim Jong Un your bride, and they'd all still rock their MAGA hats, 'cause they're suckers for you. And all the empty broken promises you made, they're just suckers for you. You got them thirsty and they're drinking your Kool-Aid. Girl, they're suckers for all that you're putting us through, us through, us through.
Fuck you.
And they love how you stick up for bros, call me criminal fools.
Oh, like you, 'cause they're suckers for you.
It's a terrible thing that's taking place.
They're all suckers for you. Yeah, they're suckers for you.
And I'll win again.
Calm down, bitch.
So impeachable, that's what you are. So impeachable, kiss off Bill you soon, my so impeachable you. The legal grounds for an impeachment investigation of individual one include obstruction of justice, violations of the foreign and the domestic emoluments clauses of the United States Constitution. Conspiring to commit crimes involving soliciting and receiving things of value from a foreign government and foreign nationals, and concealing those violations. Advocating illegal violence. Abusing the pardon power. Recklessly threatening war. So impeachable.